Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're still talking about all of your favorite early 2000s teen dramas. One Tree Hill, Season 3, Episode 14.
Yeah, baby.
When did that...
I don't know. When I was selecting the episode to watch today, I was like, Episode 13! And I was like, no, that's... No.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I know. It's... I don't even know how we got here.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, yeah. oh, my God. This one... Wait, what is this one called?
All Tomorrow's Parties.
Parties. Sorry.
Underground.
My writing made it look like panties, and I was like, wait.
Nope.
That's definitely incorrect.
Yeah.
But then I got confused as to what it was, and then I was like, pastries? No, this is
parties.
Not.
Just...
Parties. Okay.
Parties.
I feel like it doesn't even matter where we left off, partially because I can't remember, because like the rainstorm episode was such a, I mean, it wasn't like a bottle episode because there was still everybody in it.
Yeah.
It was actually like the exact opposite of a bottle because there's like 12,000 different sets because everyone was in a different place.
Yeah.
But it was so like contained.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this one is just like, set, like starting over kind of thing. I don't know. But mostly I just kind of like. Felt like this was sort of just like jumped in there and all over.
Oh,
the
it did. Yep.
But it starts with Peyton giving a voiceover,
mm-hmm.
being emo. Fair.
Yep.
And I was so confused at first because it's like someone's driving in like this weird blue. Station wagon,
mm-hmm.
modern station wagon, something or other. And at first I thought it was like, oh, like Peyton, like driving back from the meadow, like where she ended last, like,
right.
But I was like, wait, that's not the Comet. I was just like, what is happening? And I was so distracted by that weird car.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
But it was like a rental.
Yes.
So Brooke and Peyton and Haley.
Although you don't see Haley at first. All you see is a backseat full of a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then Haley pops up like, I thought you said we were going to get to switch seats. And I was like, oh my God, there's a Haley back there.
Yeah, they are driving to New York for Rogue Vogue.
Yes.
And then quickly flying fashion show, then flying to Charlotte.
Yeah.
In theory.
My question is, why aren't they flying both ways?
Well, because so like... At first, I was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. They're driving up there because, like, all of Brooke's fashions are there. But, like, Brooke, would she not have been bringing the fashions back with her?
Well, right. Like, I understand driving to bring all the stuff, but wouldn't you also be bringing it all back?
Yeah.
And I know that part of the reason she's flying is because she wants to get there in time, but, like, what's she doing with all the stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. It's fine.
Well, even just, like, the fact that they were driving up there, like, that's... I feel like we've done this before.
That's gotta be a haul.
Well, because when Lucas and Brooke drove to New York to see Haley, didn't we figure out it's, like, 8 or 14 or 12 or 13, some sort of...
Is it? Probably. Okay, let's Google map it. I'm gonna go from Charlotte, because,
yeah.
I'm assuming they're close enough to Charlotte.
Yeah, either way. Because, yeah, because they drive to Charlotte all the time for concerts and stuff.
Right.
And basketball games.
So it's got to be, like, close enough.
Yeah.
It's a 10-hour drive.
Yeah. Like that, yeah. Like, that's just it. That was taking them, like, a day.
10 hours and 19 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a solid day's driving.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, whatever. Fine. Sure.
Yeah, so they're driving. That's happening.
Yeah.
There's a thing with, like, a punch bug.
Which oh, yeah.
I completely forgot was a thing. Is that still a thing? Do people still do that?
I don't know, because even at this point, this was almost 20 years ago. Like, this was 15
right.
years ago. So, like, there's an entire new people driving who were not alive at this time. Who now,
right.
basically, could drive, who are almost, like, of driving age. So I don't know.
Someone who was born post 2000.
Yeah.
Let us know if that's still a thing. Or be like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, in which case we'll know that it's not still a thing.
Yeah. Weird, weird, weird. But then we get Whitey on the bus. Yelling. Well, it's like, what I didn't realize was that this is the exact same cheer competition and basketball situation that they went to.
Yes.
Was it season one or season two?
I think it must have been season one.
Yeah. We're like, what even happened then? They definitely played basketball. I remember that. Oh, Brooke won the like choreography trophy. Like the team, the team didn't win.
Yes, and they got Haley to dance to fill in because Bevan got chicken pox.
Right. Yes.
Or someone got chicken pox. It might not have been Bevan.
Yeah. A couple of, yeah. Some, I feel like it was like a random person. Yeah. And then we were like, wait, who's that? Okay. Cheerleader number seven.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. So now we're like a full year in. So yeah, Whitey is yelling about like, there's going to be a curfew and there's no this and there's no this. And they're like, you can't do all these things. And then he's like, and even the chaperones, because Keith and Karen are like making out on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember that they had like kind of like hung out or whatever that last time when they were chaperones too.
No, it was Karen and Peyton's dad. Oh, it was Karen and
Peyton's dad. That's who it was.
It was just hilarious. I was like, Karen's just always, you know, getting busy as the as a chaperone at these things.
She is not absolutely a good chaperone.
And they got crap from Whitey that time too.
Yeah.
So that's he like, knows. This is why Whitey is just like, this is why he's giving her shit, because he's like, I know you're not a good chaperone.
Over it.
It's too funny. Oh yeah, so then back in the car they're playing like a game with the radio.
Yeah.
Where they like ask a question and then turn to a random radio station and whatever song is playing gives them their answer.
Yes. Magic 8-ball styles.
Have you ever done this?
No.
Me neither.
But I have learned that randomly a neurodivergent thing is to like base your like the outcome of a thing based on like, oh, whatever this next song comes up, like.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
And I was like, oh man, that's literally the one thing I don't do.
That's so funny.
But I mean, I guess it's kind of a good game. Like, it's actually a pretty good car game, I guess.
It is a pretty good car game, except, so what's hilarious is that, well, first of all, Brooke didn't like one of her answers.
Yeah.
But then she decides to ask what Lucas is thinking about right now, and she turns the song, and it's Torn Between Two Lovers, and they're like, okay, new game.
Awkward City.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's fine, because apparently they're arriving in New York already.
Yes.
What time did they leave?
As someone who has left for Disney World at like 5 in the morning.
I was gonna say they might have left at 5 a.m. in which case it would be like,
and then we got there at 7 a.m. the next day. We drove straight.
Oh damn.
Yeah, on the way back we left at in the evening and then like arrived in the evening because it was a little bit easier, just like the staying awake side of things.
Wow.
But yeah, so like I had like that moment like rolling into like Orlando with like palm trees at like 7 in the morning. But yeah, like when did these girls leave? Like,
whatever. I mean, if they left at 5 a.m. and it takes 10 hours, so we'll say at least 11 with stops.
Yeah. So like mid-afternoon.
They could still feasibly get there, yeah.
And yeah, it seemed then-ish and then like, mm-hmm. Although she was supposed to be showing that day, but I mean, I guess it could have been that night. But didn't they say they were flying? They were supposed to fly back that night?
So maybe they left really early.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they were straight up like, it's midnight. Yeah. We're out of here.
Anyways. This, again, number one, we're the logistics police. Just deal with it. Number two, we like the road trip situation, so we're just trying to plan this out in our heads.
Yeah, exactly.
If we were to ever do this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, welcome to New York.
Indeed.
I've been waiting for you.
That's exactly.
Every time I go for work, I don't even care. That's so stupid, but I'm always like, and cue the T-Swift. out.
Amazing.
As we're flying over New Jersey. But Rachel is taking over the cheerleaders. They are practicing. She is giving out strict rules. Bevan, winner of the episode.
Yeah, she is.
She is sick. So she says she's going to go take a nap.
Well, because she's so annoyed. Because she's like, Brooke is never like this. She just lets us do what we want. Like, this is ridiculous.
I know, it's so good.
So then we go back to New York with the girls arriving at, like, the Rogue Vogue venue. And find out that the schedule has changed. So Brooke's clothes are actually not showing until the next day.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Brooke has a decision to make now.
Yep.
So she ends up deciding to stay and tells Haley and Peyton to go without her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what are they supposed to do? I don't even know.
Right. Keith and Karen get to their hotel room. It's all laid out with, like, champagne and flowers, and there's, like, heart balloons, and Whitey in the bathroom. So he comes out, like, sits on the bed, and he's like, oh, no, no, no. Can't have you two shacking up together. Like, this sets a bad example. So me and Keith are sharing this room. He, like, starts digging into, like, the gift basket that's on the bed. Ooh, he's like, oh, truffle. Oh, man.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, then Lucas and Nathan go to their room and realize it's only one bed. Mm-hmm. So they're already, like, fighting for who gets the floor.
Which is hilarious, because it's a giant bed, if we're being honest.
It really was.
Like, just share it, guys. It's fine.
And it's just it's that weird thing where, like, if it was the two of us, like, we would never question that.
Right.
But it's such a, like, male-dominate, like, masculine, what? I'm like, no, you're not.
It's so weird to share the bed, guys.
Like, just, well, and especially, like, they're also brothers, so, like, that's even more normal, you know? Like, ugh, whatever.
Anyway.
The amount that they're actually even going to be sleeping and in the room at all, like, whatever.
Right, but, like, you could fit three people in that bed easily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a whole person would fit between you. It's fine, guys. Like, that time that they were, the other episode, where they were at this thing, and they were in the single beds, they were so close together. Like, it was probably the same amount of distance.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. It's so funny when guys won't share beds.
Yeah. Like,
it's okay, guys.
I know, right? Like, you're not gonna fall asleep and then all of a sudden just start peeling each other's clothes off or something.
Like, it's not gonna make you gay. You're all right.
Yeah. But, knock at the door. Tony Battle shows up, who we have seen before when Nathan was at High Flyers. And apparently he lives close. He's in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Let's go hang out. Let's go party.
Yeah.
So, they're gonna go party. And I'm just saying party because it is alluded that it's going to be a party.
Yes.
Spoiler, it's not.
It's definitely not.
But, because even Nathan is like, oh, like, you know, like, we have a curfew, like, we can't go out late. And he's like, okay, cool. So, like, we'll just have a early party or whatever, you know. Like. But.
So then Bevan's roommate, like, knocks on the door and is like, let me in, basically. And Bevan's like, oh, no, I have a fever. Sorry, bye. Because she's had Skills drive up for the weekend so that they can spend the weekend together. Oh, and Bevan, I love her so much. She's so funny. She says the thing about having a fever, and Skills like, you look hot. And she's like, oh, no, I don't actually have a fever. I made that up. And he's like, what?
It's so funny because, like, she's so smart.
Yes.
In, like, doing these things and, like, not, I don't want to say manipulative because that word comes up later for different reasons, but, like, just in crafting situations.
Yes.
And stuff like that, but then at the same time, she's so ditzy.
Right?
And you're just like, oh, Bevan.
I love Bevan so much.
Oh, then we go back to Rogue Vogue. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, man.
I literally just wrote down, yikes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's 'cause she's just in the, like, I guess, like, back getting ready area where everyone's doing makeup and getting clothes on, and all the models are there and the designers are there, and she's like trying to navigate it, keeps running into people, and
Well, at first
she's just trying to find her model.
I was so distracted by the quote unquote fashions.
Oh, I know, right?
Because they were that was fat, that was gold lamé draped on people and
Yeah.
a couple of tacks, and that was about it. It was a whole situation.
Yeah, it really
But
was.
then she finds her model, and like, oh
Oh my
my god,
God.
then they realize, so the model's 15, which you're just like, how is that person 15? But then
I feel
like,
like that person is not actually 15.
no. And at the very least, the whole point is that she does not look 15.
No, like Brooke straight up says, I thought you were 25.
Yeah. And then she's like, so it's like, oh, it's nice to kind of like, you know, I'm still in high school, like everything, this is also weird. Everyone's like, because even the, yeah, like the model's like, oh my god, yeah, like everyone's like 30.
My gosh.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then they like realize that they're sort of close in age, and then the model Solaris asks if Brooke has plans. So they're gonna like go out tonight, I guess.
Yep. Oh, and then we find out that there's a really brief scene where Nathan and Lucas end up at Tony's family's house.
Yeah.
So he's they're meeting the family.
Yeah, and that's when you realize, because his like younger siblings come out and you're like, wait, what?
You're like, this is not a party.
I just
Oh, and then
got.
we go to the cheer practice.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're practicing the routine for the next day. Rachel's being mean to Bevan because she keeps putting an L up to remember which is left.
Bless sweet Bevan.
I love her so much.
Well, because then when like Rachel turns around, Bevan goes to do the like L on your forehead, like loser, but she does her wrong hand. Like
She
the other
does.
girl, like changes her hand. She's like, oh yeah. You're just like, oh no.
So cute. Oh, she's so funny. So then Haley and Peyton show up and they're like, hey, and Bevan's like, oh, thank God, where's Brooke? They're like, oh yeah, bad news, Brooke's not here. But what ends up happening is they like all go to their room.
Yeah, because
Haley
Ben's like,
asks,
I gotta rest
yeah.
up.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm still feeling under the weather. Haley like wants to make sure Peyton's okay. She's like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Haley goes off to go be with Nathan. And Rachel is like, oh, well, I have tequila. Peyton's like, sure. Peyton, why are you trusting Rachel?
And well, and just like, I feel like at the start, Rachel was like, oh, we're supposed to be like, oh, no, Rachel. And then, like, she was kind of seeming to
Yes.
be okay again. I mean, then we did learn that the whole, like, Rogue Vogue thing wasn't her being nice, it was to, like, take the cheerleaders.
Right.
But then, like, her thing with Mouth in the last episode was kind of coming around. And then this episode, she is just,
Oh yeah.
speaking of the word manipulate, just purposely doing all these things.
Yes,
And like,
that.
aside from being the cheer captain, I don't really see what the point of half of it is, aside from just to do it to be mean.
You know, I think she's just messing with Brooke still.
Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And at this point, I still just don't understand why she wants to mess with Brooke so much. Like,
Yeah, me neither,
does that
actually.
ever become like, is there ever a reason, or is it just because they're the same or whatever?
I don't know if
You know
it's
what, do you know what I
anything
mean?
more than
Like,
just, yeah, than just like Rachel sees her as a threat to her like
yeah.
queen bee status. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't remember how that plays out.
Me neither. Right? Because at some point we're supposed to like Rachel, but we're not there yet, clearly.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember how the rest of the. I remember one thing for sure that happens with Rachel.
Well, that's the thing with that person, right? At the end.
Nope, it's another thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One thing for sure that happens at school with, like, some things are revealed.
Oh.
And then, which I think Brooke might orchestrate, actually. I don't quite remember. And then, yes, the thing at the end.
Mm.
Yep. After that, I don't remember what happens to Rachel, because I'm pretty sure she's there for season 4 as well.
Well, yeah, because isn't she around for, like, a bit of a chunk of time?
I mean, yes, because she comes back in a interesting way.
Hmm, intrigue. Anyways, back in New York, we are at a bar with Solaris and Brooke. Yeah. Solaris, whatever. The model. They're drinking. It's all wild and crazy, and Solaris is talking to some other model, and then she's like, oh my god, ever since she, like, had that rib removed last year, she's just, like, fallen, like, crashed and burned or whatever, and you're like, wait, what
is that? Yeah, like, I was so confused by that. I mean, Brooke was too. She's like, what?
Well, because at first I thought it was the, like, oh, like, you know, she's, like, supermodeling, kind of, you know, like, oh, she had her teeth done and got a rib removed or whatever it was. But it was more the, like, opposite. It was, like, she did all these things to try and be better, but then, like, now no one cares about her anymore or something. And I was just like, what? But yeah, either way, that bar was a whole mess.
Yeah. So then Rachel gets a call from Bevan. So Rachel and Peyton are in the room together. She gets a call from Bevan, who gives her this whole rundown of, like, all the room swaps that have happened.
Well, yeah, because it's one of those, like, okay, so, you know, this person here, and, like, I'm sick, so then my person is going over there, and then, like, so my roommate's going to be with Peyton, and then, but then, like, Haley wants to be with Nathan, and like, you're just like, okay.
What it boils down to that Bevan is trying to communicate to Rachel is that Peyton is now bunking with Rachel.
Yes. Because Lucas is alone in Peyton's room.
Yes.
And this is then when we realize that Rachel
has ulterior motives.
Is being sneakster.
Yes.
And because even just before this, Peyton and Rachel are talking like, oh, like, we've never hung out before. Like, I didn't think we'd ever, like, that would ever happen. And Peyton says, like, Brooke doesn't trust you. Rachel asks Peyton, do you trust me? And she's like, I don't know yet. And you're like, oh.
You're like, you shouldn't.
But then Peyton, then Rachel doesn't tell Peyton that Peyton is supposed to bunk with Rachel.
Nope.
So then she'll end up back in her room with Lucas.
Right.
Because that's the shit, right? It's not even like Rachel wants Lucas.
No. It's She's just literally trying to mess up Brooke.
Yeah, this isn't a new triangle. Yeah. It's just, yeah, screw around. Anyways.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But then we get Bevan and Skills.
This whole scene is hilarious because Skills is just, like, sitting by the pool and Bevan's like, oh, let's get in. And he's like, oh, no, I don't, like, no, thank you. I don't want to swim.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you can't swim? And then he pulls this whole thing about, like, oh, what, just because I'm black, you think I can't swim? And she's like, no, sorry, of course you can swim. And he's like, no, I can't swim.
Yeah.
And then makes some Titanic reference about, like, first of all, this whole thing is hilarious because she says, it's like Titanic, I'll never let go. Despite the fact that immediately after Rose says, I'll never let go, Jack, she physically lets go of his hand. a moment that will bother me forever. I know it was metaphorical, not letting go, but surely they could have figured out a way for it to.
There's definitely an interview with Josh Horowitz, who I think he's usually MTV. He's, like, one of the best, like, film interviewers ever. He's so good. But he was talking to, what's her face?
Kate Winslet.
Winslet. I was like, Kate something or other. Like, literally in the last 2 months. And because then, like, a little while ago, he'd been asking Leo, and, like, Leo was just like, I am not. Because it was the whole, like, was there room on the door?
Oh,
or
that.
The piece of wood or whatever it was. And I guess, like, Leo was just, like, hard pass, like, I'm not answering this. And Kate said, like, I think she ended up saying, like, no, it wouldn't have worked or so. But it was just so funny that, like, that was exactly what Skills was like. No,
the well, girl it's hilarious lived. Too, because he's like, yeah, he's like, the girl lives, and that dude drowned. And I was like, technically he froze to death. That man did not drown. He definitely just froze to death in the Atlantic. But anyway, she gets him in the water. Yeah. Then Nathan and Lucas are at dinner with Tony's family. Which the whole point of this scenario, really, is we find out that his dad also used to play basketball, and mm-hmm. Nathan asks, like, oh, was it hard for you to give that up? Basically, like, wondering what might have been, like, Dan.
Yes.
And he's like, no, not at all. Like, you know, it doesn't help to dwell on what could have been. Like, this is what I have, and it's great.
Basically. Yeah, because he puts it as, I focused on what might be versus what might have happened.
Right.
Which, like, same but different, like,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's the, that kind of thing, and it's just the whole, like, it was easy for him to, you know, simple, like, let go.
Yeah.
And, like, be a dad, and that's what, because they said, like, say, like, later on they talk about, like, oh, he could have played, like, D1, but it was, like, he had Tony, and he decided to be a dad, and, like, both Lucas basically, and Nathan are just like,
They're like, what's that like? It's basically, he's there to provide a contrast to Dan, who's the worst.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who thankfully, not in this episode.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, super great.
Nice break from him.
Oh my god. Then it's Keith and Karen, and they're like trying to have a romantic dinner or whatever. Oh my god, I laughed so hard. Because Whitey, like, slams down his bowling ball bag on the table.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, let's hit those lanes. And you can tell Keith is trying to be like, well, you know, like, I'm trying to, like, get with my girl here.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy.
But then Whitey's like, man, you just, like, you were gone for 4 months, and, like, I'm getting older, and, like, all these things. Mm-hmm. And he guilts him into, like, going bowling.
So funny.
In, like, the most classic Whitey fashion. Loved it. I loved it so much.
Yep. Then we go back to the club that Brooke is at.
Yeah.
She's looking for Solaris, who's in the VIP room. And Brooke's like, what? I checked there. And the guy's like, no, not that VIP room. And you're like, oh my god. Anyway, it's the drug VIP room where Solaris has snorted a little too much heroin.
Yeah.
And she's, like, out of it.
Oh, so... And then...
It's so gross. It's so gross.
Well, because then it's the model woman that we were talking to before.
Yeah.
And creepy creepster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both just come and, like, creepy creep on, like... incoherent Solaris and Brooke, and you're just like, get your hands off of
it. Extra gross because Brooke says, like, basically, like, back off, I'm only 17. And then he's like, oh, that's old. I thought you were more like Solaris's age, like 15. And she was like, ew. And I was like, ew, what the hell, man?
Ugh. And he just, such like a...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you would think of, like, a creepy middle-aged accountant-looking white guy,
mm-hmm.
who then, like, you know, had his cool blazer on and was at the... Oh, he was so creepy.
He was so creepy.
He was just so, so, so creepy.
Yeah.
So Brooke, like, runs.
Yeah, she dips. She's, like, real fast. Out. Yep.
Ooh. Ooh. And then it's Peyton and Rachel, and they're talking about... They're talking about Peyton's leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ellie's. That's important. Comes up later. Rachel has some kind of, she had a favorite leather jacket, but, like, left it at some guy's or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And Peyton's just like, I don't want to talk. I want to drink.
Which then I realized as Rachel was, like, giving her another drink, I was like, oh, she's trying to get this girl drunk now.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that as well.
Mm-hmm. So then, this scene is hilarious. So Karen's in her hotel room and she hears a knock at the door and she's like, "Oh, somebody's in trouble." And opens the door and it's Haley. And Haley's like, "What? Like, it's not even curfew yet." And then has a moment where she's like, "Oh my God, you thought it was Keith." She's like, "I'm sorry, I'll leave you. It's fine." But Keith's not back yet, so Karen's like, "No, come in. Like, it's fine. We'll hang out." So then they're trying to decide on a movie to watch. And Haley's like, "Oh, Must Love Dogs, like John Cusack. Let's do that." Listen, I don't know how this happened, okay? Unless it was just the title and they didn't have pictures for
I
the
mean, I
movie.
feel like there wouldn't be pictures, but I feel like there would be subsections
For sure, there would be subsections.
of like
And you'd think there'd also
movies.
be like, I mean, I guess you're buying a movie at a hotel either way, so they accept the charge thing
Especially
would
back then,
happen.
yeah. But yeah, like a list of like movies and then like bow movies.
Anyway, long story short, they actually put on a porno.
One at first, because obviously, like, you start hearing the moaning, and both Karen and Haley are like, and then Haley's looking at it, and she's like, "Oh my God, I didn't see the end," or like they
The
missed the
end.
end or something. And I was like, so of course then I'm like quickly trying to like brain math the words. I'm like, wait,
Must
Must
love
Love Dogs. And
dongs.
then I was like, oh
Why?
God, dongs. Because I don't think I've heard the word dong in like
I mean, that's fair. But then, like, Karen, like, tries to, like, stand in front of the TV, like, "Oh, no, you can't watch this." Like, Haley's not fully married, but anyway.
Oh, so good.
Oh, boy. Back at Tony Battle's house, they're all playing basketball, except Lucas, who's sitting and letting his little sister do his makeup. Which is actually really cute. It's just Lucas, so you know. It's pretty cute. So Brooke calls Lucas while this is happening and he answers, and he has like zero sense of getting anyone's emotions ever. She is crying.
Like,
And like she's doing her best to hold it together while she's on the phone
yeah.
with him, but like there is clearly something wrong.
Yeah.
Not that she says as much. And he's just like, "Oh, great to hear from you. Oh, I can't wait to see you. Bye." And
Oh,
meanwhile,
man.
Brooke's crying in the back of a cab, like,
I
bro.
know.
Anyway, Brooke is sad. We go back to the game. Tony's little brother is like calling Nathan old. So funny. Nathan's like, "Who is this kid?"
Yeah, because he's like six or something, like just. Don't know how old small children are, but somewhere in that range,
Yeah,
like
no, it's
five
cute
or
though.
six. But then we just get more of that whole like dad thing, because his dad is just like, says, it's really great to meet you guys, because it's like he's going to work, because he's working like the night shift, because he's like assumed like a night security guard or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And they just said, no, yeah, like he could have played ball, but like he chose not to be bitter. Like we've always been broke. He's always had two jobs, but he's been happy and like had his family. And you're just like, ooh, not Dan.
Nope. Not Dan at all.
The dad said, or. Either the dad says something or Tony says something that his dad says about like bitter. How did he put it?
Oh,
He's not
yeah.
bitter, like bitter people.
Something about like regret makes you old and
Oh, yeah.
bitterness like
Affects the people
poisons the
around you.
people around you or something.
Yeah, and I was just like, ooh, it's that bitter poisoning the other people one. That's it. That's Dan. Yeah. And then Brooke's in the cab talking to her cab driver. Oh, so cute.
I know. She asks him to turn on the radio because she has a decision to make and she needs some help, but it's like Bollywood Indian music style. So she's like, "Can you tell me what they're saying?" So he tells her, and it's all about, like, a girl caught between two loves, and, like, one of them's really rich, and one of them is someone she loves and is known for ever. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then in stark contrast, we cut to Bevan and Skills in a pool. And Skills has floaties on.
He does.
And Bevan's, like, holding him, trying to teach him how to float.
It's really funny. And, like, so she's cute. Standing, holding him. So, like, they're in the shallow end.
Yeah, the whole pool. Yeah, like, even when they walked into the pool, it was, like, barely up to their, like, waist. Oh, but she's so teaching him how to float.
It's cute.
Cute.
It's very cute. Oh yeah, then we have Lucas and Nathan's getting back to the hotel, and they're just like talking about I don't even remember. Lucas still has the eyeshadow on, hilariously.
Yes. it's just kind of that the whole dad experience thing, and just that whole how you could change it in one generation.
Yes, right.
So it's the kind of, I guess, you know, pointing to like Nathan being like, okay, yes, that has been Dan for both of the two of you, but like you two just have to make it different.
Yeah. Oh right, because we find out that Battle's dad, his dad wasn't around.
Yeah.
And he managed to like turn that all around in one generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, then I love because we go back to the cabbie and he's like at this point he is like fully in, he knows everything. Like so he's asking about Lucas, like, are you really sure that you can like trust Lucas again?
Yeah. It's really cute. They're just like parked and chatting. Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of like the general like advice and like, because Brooke says it's something about being like so sad and so young, and she's like, oh, should I like not try and rush it or like take the chances? And he's like, no, like you just have to like make things great now or something. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, it was, again, it was supposed to be one of those, like, oh, this is, like, a deep conversation. But it was a little convoluted, and I was kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because that's why then, like, I feel like I didn't know what was going to happen.
Which I think is what they were trying to do.
But it was in a way where, not because I was like, ooh, what is she going to pick? It was because, like, I don't know what we've established here.
I know, right?
Because then she's, like, standing there and, like, looking at an ad of Solaris for like perfume or something, but then like there's a group of like teenagers like horsing around next to it, so she's again trying to have this like teenager cheerleader fashion adult. I was supposed to care, but I know unfortunately felt like I didn't.
Well, and then because then she goes in back into like the venue and ends up talking to the same woman who told her about the schedule change. And, like, tells her basically, like, your career could take off overnight if you win this show.
Yeah.
You could get an apprenticeship with Donna Karan. Like, damn.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because it kind of sounds like Brooks made up her mind to stay and do the fashion show. Because she's like, oh, you know, like, I just, you know, missing the cheerleading thing. And, like, I just, like, it's hard to let it go. And then, like, the kids, that's when the lady's like, oh, this, it'll, your career, and this, and she's just like, oh, like, not a kid anymore, and so then you're like, hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then, Nathan comes in the room that he thinks he's still sharing with Lucas, and there's, like, candles lit everywhere.
Yeah.
So he says something about, like, very funny, Lucas, I'm still, like, you're still sleeping on the floor. But then he finds Haley in the bathroom. She's having a bath, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's really cute. And he, like, gets right in the tub with her, but, like, still fully dressed.
Fully clothed. They're so cute.
They are. They are. In my notes, I wrote, they are so cute, it hurts me. Because they are. I love them. They're so cute in this episode. Yeah. Oh, it's so much better when they're good together. I hate when they're fighting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Peyton's royal drunk. Yeah. And it's clear that Rachel has been feeding Peyton alcohol and none to herself.
Yeah.
because she's perfectly sober.
Well, then I realized, because, like, there are a bunch of shots of you see Rachel making the drinks, and I think I was supposed to be paying more attention to that to then see that she was
doing that. Exact thought, too, because I was like, oh, did they actually show that she wasn't putting any alcohol in her own drink? Because I missed that.
Yeah, because it was, like, after, and I was like, wait, this is probably why you kept showing me
exactly
the bottles and the glasses.
Right, right. We're smart and know how things work. So then I don't remember exactly what is said here, because I missed something that Rachel said, because Peyton's like talking about Jake and she's like, are you sure you don't mean Lucas? And she's like, no, it's Jake.
Yeah, because Peyton's just like drunk singing, and then something somehow says Jake, and then exactly that, and then Peyton says something about, because like she's getting her to go in the room, and Peyton says something about like, hey, you know, I'm glad that, like, you're not the manipulative psycho that I thought you were. Ugh, awkward.
Yep.
Because she is.
Because she is.
Yeah.
Yep. Because she stumbles into the room. Stumbles into the bed. And finds Lucas there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oof, are you drunk? Like, you stink like booze.
Yeah.
She's just drunkenly like, are you wearing eyeshadow? Because he still hasn't taken it off.
No.
Bro, you're supposed to take your makeup off before you go to bed. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway. The next morning, she wakes up and, like, rolls over, like, onto Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, up reading or something.
Yeah, but, he's like,
I'm like, why are you still in the bed? Anyway. We are reminded that she has a routine to do in 3 hours, and Lucas is like, I'll wake you in half an hour.
Yeah.
Which, at that point, just get up, man.
Chug some water. Yeah. It's gonna be so much worse.
Yeah. Haley and Nathan are not even in their bed.
No.
They're on the floor. In like a little love nest that they made for themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just so cute. They're just being cute. That's basically the scene. They're just being adorable. He wants to go have proper breakfast somewhere.
Well, yeah, because she asks if he wants to get like room service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the whole point is that because they had like a sit-down dinner with Battle's family.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to have, like, sit-down, proper family breakfast.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
It's all I want in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everyone saw this coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
Brooke has decided to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes into the room that she knows Lucas is staying in. Which I don't know how she gets into it, but that's a different story. Like, wouldn't it be locked?
Whatever.
Whatever. The point is, she sees the two of them in bed. Or, like, Lucas is sitting on the end of the bed tying up his shoes, and Peyton's still, like, in the bed.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And immediately leaves. So he chases after her to, like, actually tell her what happened. And she actually believes him, so that's good.
Yeah, but at the same time, like...
Oh, I know.
Because she's just like, I'm the dumbest girl. I'm so stupid. Like, he's like, no, like, oh, she just cramped, like, rooms were switched, and like, we're supposed to trust each other. And then she, like, melts into his hand. And again, you're supposed to, like, he had his palm on her cheek, and she, I'm supposed to love it. In the fan fiction that I love it. But then here, I'm like, oh, Lucas, stupid.
Yep. And also, again, because I know what ends up happening. So I'm just angry about it.
I 100% have zero clue how we get to where we get to. And it's infuriating, because it makes me even more mad.
Yeah.
Because, like... Because I feel like Brooke, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
I'm seeing these things and I'm like, this is bad. Red flag, red flag. But then I'm seeing all the things that we're supposed to fall for and be like, oh, this is cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just... Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yep. So then Peyton... with her sunglasses on. Poor Peyton. Oh, she's real hungover.
So good.
But basically goes to confront Rachel and be like, what did you think you were doing?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
And Rachel tries to be like, oh, I was just trying to like help you get what you want or something. Anyway, Rachel's just annoying.
Yeah.
Peyton's not having any of it, basically. No. She gets a phone call from Brooke.
Yeah.
Who says something about her being hungover, or so I don't remember exactly what happens, but basically Peyton's like, yeah, like
it's Rachel's fault.
Yeah. And Brooke's like, yeah, you look like garbage too. And they're all like, and they're like, what?
Then she comes in and she's got her cheer outfit on.
Cheer uniform on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is when we find out the reason she made this decision. So Brooke says she has the rest of her life for the fashion show, but mm-hmm. only so much time to be 17 with her friends. Yeah. So, which, you know what? Good choice, Brooke. Screw those New York people.
Yeah.
So then Rachel tries to do basically what Brooke did when Rachel first showed up, which is like, there's no room here in this routine.
Yeah. One, because she, like, word for word.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, like, there's, you know, this is for 9 people, not 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke is just like, oh, like, I'm sure we'll manage. Like, just watch me for the change, which is exactly what Rachel had done. And I was like, oh.
Well, and to, like, the rest of the team comes to her support, too. Like, they all want Brooke there, so.
Yeah.
Winning.
Yes.
Brooke won anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And then Peyton goes outside. Probably just to get some fresh air, because, girl, you probably feel rough.
Yeah.
And inside the jacket, Peyton finds the picture of Ellie with holding Peyton as a baby.
Yeah. From the time that her mom let Ellie, mm-hmm. like, actually see Peyton and hang mm-hmm. out for a little bit or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Lucas comes, of course.
Of course, naturally.
Because while Dan is always there, but in creepy stalker-looking ways, Lucas is also always there in creepy, annoying boy ways.
Yep.
Because they're the same.
Yeah, in ways that I think we're supposed to find cute, but I don't.
Yeah.
Well, and he sits down with her, and, like, Peyton straight up says, like, you can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard on Brooke. We can't, like, don't. I'm fine. And then he says something about, like, I don't know, how Ellie was tough, but, like, learn from her mistakes and don't live your life alone or blah, 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 blah. I mean, listen, it's actually good advice.
He talked to Ellie, what, once when he thought she was buying drugs?
Yeah.
That was... No.
This is what I mean. Like, he's not wrong. But also, I'm annoyed by him.
Yeah.
I just get annoyed when he does his, I'm an expert on everything... bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So. We get a little scene of Keith and Karen at the game. Just talking about how their nights were, and he's talking about, like, Whitey snoring, and Karen's like, oh, yeah, I hung out with Haley, and we watched an adult movie.
Yeah. Oh, man. Poor Keith is like, what?
Yeah.
Burr.
But no, they're cute, because she's just like, mostly I missed you.
Yeah. And then they start cheering, because it's going to be...
Yay! So yeah, Rachel's all like, we're going to win this, and Brooke's like, have fun!
Yeah. Then Skills comes and sits down with Lucas.
Yeah.
And he says that, like, Bevan was teaching him how to swim.
Yeah.
And Lucas is like, wait, you're, like, the best swimmer that I know. But Skills totally did it because Bevan had notebooked him.
Yes.
He, like, swim lessoned her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really funny.
Oh, when we said absolutely we were going to watch hilarious this again, I had, like, so forgot about the Skills and Bevan thing.
Oh, I did not, because I best love Skills and Bevan so much.
I remember Skills, it's and I'm so like, oh good my god, I love Skills, but the Skills and Bevan. Oh, so good.
Yep, classic. So it's Peyton's, like, a little bit slow as they're doing their routine, and Rachel's, like, giving her crap for it, and she's like, oh, well, somebody got me drunk last night. Like,
yeah.
Like, Rachel, this is your own fault. What did you think this was going to turn out like? And then Bevan gets distracted by Skills in the crowd and, like, runs into Peyton. So, like, she tries to, like, get her back into it, but then Peyton ends up knocking into somebody behind her, and the whole thing just, like, collapses.
Yeah. Cheerleaders down.
Yep.
Cheerleaders down.
Yep. So they messed that up. So Brooke just starts, like, doing the robot. And they all just start dancing.
Which, as, like, cheerleaders in a competition in that situation, I love. I'm like, oh, yes, just embrace this. Have fun. Yeah. Be kids. Whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, the guys all jump there, yeah, jump up and go. And then the entire audience cheers.
Yeah.
And claps and is so happy for them.
Yeah.
And then other cheerleaders go up too. And I was like, is this supposed to be some sort of, like, moment of some kind that I'm missing? I was like, this is, like, there's too much cheering. Like, I don't know. It was weird. I feel like, yes, the audience was meant to be like, oh, yay, this is, you know, cute. You know, you guys aren't going to win, but you're having fun.
Yeah.
But then it was just like, so much clapping and cheering.
Yeah, the way that they got everyone involved was a little over the top, but
yeah.
It's fine. We'll forgive them for it. As I said, they just wanted to, said in my notes, they just wanted to give us a little joy before they absolutely eviscerate us.
Oh my god, I can't. They set up...
Oh yes. So then... First, we get a brief little scene where we go back to Rogue Vogue and we see Solaris getting ready. And first of all, the manager lady is super mean to her.
Wait, she's, like, clearly, like, hungover slash still wasted, still high, whatever. And she has, like, the wrong shoes on or something.
Yeah, and the lady's basically like, stop doing so many drugs, you don't have enough brain cells to begin with. And I was like, rude.
Yeah.
First of all, this girl's 15.
Oh my god, are you too young for the, like, frying pan, this is your brain on drugs, Rachel Lee Cook, egg smashing
commercial? No, that sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah. just her talking about brain cells and drugs. It's like, oh my god, I remember that commercial.
That's so funny. I had forgotten about that.
Right?
Yeah.
It was Rachel Lee Cook, though, right? I think so.
I don't remember, but that sounds right. But anyway, they say that Brooke has left anyway, she's not showing up, and you see that Solaris or whatever her name is, like, kind of smiles, like she thinks Brooke has made the right decision.
Yeah, in that kind of, like, okay, yeah.
Then we go back to Keith and Karen.
Oh my god. I, now watching this, cannot believe.
Same. Same. I was like, what? So Keith says, if the rest of my days are like this, I'll die a happy man.
Like, again, we're not saying the thing because we're not saying it. If you don't know, you should have figured it out by now. If you do know, you know.
I was like, oh, they're just slapping us across the face now.
Because when this was happening in real time, there's no way that one single viewer of the WB had any idea.
Nope.
And then, I literally just, like, wrote down, Jesus. But then Karen asked Keith to marry him.
Yep.
And then he was like, no, I was supposed to ask you. And then they kiss again. And I was just like, oh my god, how did this...
I forgot that they were engaged.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Straight up forgot that that happened. I knew they were together. Didn't realize she was going to marry him.
Yeah. If y'all think Peyton keeps getting done dirty, just wait.
Yeah, and it's funny because like I just I guess I wasn't thinking that much about I guess Karen's situation in this until this moment, and I was like, I cannot even fathom. Because Karen's not that old either. Like, she's
No.
what?
We've established like
36,
36, 37.
37?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my age.
So again, in the moment, we are having this amazing sorry, let me rephrase. In theory, we are having
Yes.
this amazing moment. Keith is so happy. They're engaged. It's all the ending. It's super funny. It cuts to Whitey with
Yeah.
his bill at the hotel desk, being like,
Well,
"I
because
didn't
I had
already book."
forgotten that because he
Of all
took
the room
Keith's
switching.
room, yes, because of all the room switching and him not wanting Keith and Karen to bunk together, he ended up giving Karen his room.
Yes.
So now it looks like he's ordered the porn.
Yes. And then Lucas gives some sort of voiceover that I didn't care about.
Oh yeah, same. And then
And
we
then
get like a freeze frame at the end of like all the cheer palms in the air and everyone's still dancing and having a great time.
maybe. Okay, I either didn't have that or I had looked away at that
Oh.
point. I might have looked away at that point.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's like it's pretty quick. It's just like
Yeah.
the last shot and then it freeze frames and then it's over. Then it's roll credits.
Oh man.
And that's our episode.
Yeah.
Like I said, giving us a little bit of joy before they decide to absolutely gut us.
Rudely giving us joy.
Honestly, like I feel like this was so deliberate now.
And that's just it. Like that like now I'm like, "Oh, like this you were speaking of manipulative
Oh
psychos."
yeah, right?
Oh man.
Yeah.
It just makes everything worse.
Oh yeah.
And how could that how, like episode six, how could it even get worse? But then this just makes it so much worse.
Yep.
You just see the writer being like, and then Keith says, "If I die, then the rest of my days," and you're just like, "Oh,
Yeah.
smug bastard." The writer, not Keith, obviously.
No, yes, I know you meant.
Ugh, worst.
Yep. They were probably all in the writer's room, like, oh, this is great. This is great.
Yes, that's it.
Bastards.
That's the line.
Bastards. Anyway. Anywho, that's our episode.
Yeah. We had a fair bit of new people that like are known but not known but known.
Yes.
Because it's so like obviously like Tony Battle is actually Texas Battle in real life. So like we've seen him on High Flyer, so he's not really new. And then his dad, I think was Gregory
Gregory
Allen
Allen
Williams, who's in
Williams.
like everything, an episode of
He
everything.
so yeah, he's in an episode of everything. And then I realized that he's in a bunch of episodes of Baywatch. And I was like, man, I forgot about Baywatch.
Oh my god. Wowza. And then the cab driver, to be fair, is like the most famous person on the
Absolutely,
episode,
yes. He was the one
Brian
that I
George.
immediately recognized.
Most people will probably know him as Babu from Seinfeld.
Yes.
But then he's also literally on everything.
On everything, and he's done a bunch of voice acting as well.
Yeah, and like it was just like IMDb, like I was like sick of rolling. Like dude has mad credits, like just
Right?
everything. And then even Solaris is Peyton List, who also on everything, but like all the CSIs. She was on a whole bunch of episodes of Mad Men, Gotham, right now like Picard and The Rookie, like yeah, like she looked super familiar, but I was like I actually have no idea who you are, but then I'm like, "Oh no, it's
Same.
'cause I've seen you on all of the shows that I watch."
Yep. She was also on As the World Turns for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, no, as soon as I realized that she was on all of the CSIs, I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, what's so funny is that like I feel like almost every single one of these extra people we have in
Yeah.
this episode have been on an episode of CSI.
Oh yeah. Fair shot. Oh man. Did you have a most like high school moment?
I mean, like, I guess the entire cheer competition, I don't know.
Well, even just the fact that they were going anywhere on the school bus.
Right. Oh, yes, that's true. The
That
school
was
bus
pretty
was
like,
pretty,
yeah.
yeah, valid.
Who did you have as most annoying?
I went with Rachel.
Good call.
Just because she was, like, being so deliberately manipulative in such a really, truly awful way. Like, first of all, getting people drunk. Not cool.
Yeah.
Second of all, trying to break up Brooke and Lucas when she knows that history. Like, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also just because she was being so annoying to, like, the entire cheer team. Like, even they were sick of her.
And, well, and just, like, as we kind of talked about, like, at this point, she's just trying to mess up Brooke and Lucas.
Yeah.
For kicks. Which makes it so much worse. Like,
exactly.
Again, not like that it's better, but like, at least if she wanted to be with Lucas, then it would be, there would be some sort of like goal she was working towards. But like, this just seems like she's just.
She's literally just trying to mess with Brooke's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Rachel.
Yeah.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
It was, yes, it was when, Peyton confronts Rachel after when she's hungover, and she says, "We're not giant pandas, you know, you can't just stick us together and expect us to mate."
That was really good. I didn't have anything, but I will vote for that. That was good.
I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
Cause like, true. Like, first of all, there were so many things wrong with that plan. Like, did you think getting Peyton that drunk was gonna work?
I
guess maybe her experience with guys that would work, but like, as much as I find Lucas annoying, he would never do that.
Well, yeah, like, if anything, had she gotten Lucas drunk,
right,
maybe something like the likelihood of, like, something maybe more would have happened.
What,
like,
what would have worked better is, yeah, is if they were both drunk.
Yeah, that they needed to be both equally tipsy.
Yes,
really.
But and not like drunk.
No,
like Peyton was stumbling.
Yeah.
Like, she was loaded.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Agreed. What did you have a song of the episode?
I mean, I guess it should be the last song where they're all dancing. But I don't really know it. Like, other than...
It felt like a song that we were supposed to know.
Right? But then I looked it up and I was like, what?
I know, Huddle Formation by the Go Team? And I was like, what?
No idea. Right?
And yeah, there were actually, like, so many songs in this episode where, like, in that way of, like, you notice it, obviously, because, again, like, they're playing, like, the radio game.
Yeah.
But even still, there were just, because, you know, like, there's been episodes where, like, we haven't really noticed songs.
Well, and of course, there's the moment where they play Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge while Brooke's in the club.
Yeah.
The song that is used in, like, so many shows that I can't even explain.
But yeah, like, it was one of those, it just, like, none of them stood out as being, like, anything super, I don't know. It was weird for a song, for an episode that felt like it had a lot of music, I was left being like, none of this really mattered.
Same. But yeah, I do feel like Tear You Apart is used a lot in, like, shows when there's a murder being done.
I love how that's, you know... A little play on the title there.
Yeah.
Murders tearing apart and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, like, I guess it's the last song, but again, if I had known it and it was like something I recognized and not being me being like, what?
Yeah. And maybe they're just like trying to ease me in because like all the songs are gonna get in the next episode. Including like the song.
Fair enough.
And I'm gonna lose it and I'm not gonna apologize.
Fair enough.
I'm already starting to freak out just thinking about the fact that it's going to play. It's just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's I'm just looking me at and the, Nadia crying in the Molson Amphitheater. It's fine.
The song list now, and there's quite a lot going on.
I know.
Damn.
Oh, Jed can't handle it. Oh, yeah, sure. Not only, but, like, three Jack's Mannequin songs.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the song. Can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then now I'm like, oh... I get a tattoo related to that song? Thoughts. Anyways. should not have had that thought. The worst thought ever. The best. So we know that the benefit CD / concert or something benefit related happens next episode.
Yes.
And then something...
I know something else that happens next episode.
Yeah, something bad happens that then...
Catalyst for the...
Catalyst, yes. Trigger, yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, damn.
I've also been, like, so worried about getting to that episode, not even thinking about then we have to, like, still watch the Aftermath episodes.
This is a good point, because I think the Aftermath episode is probably worse.
Yeah. Yeah, like, 16 is more, like, trigger content warnings, whereas then 17 is gonna be, like, get the tissues.
Yeah.
So now that everyone's really excited.
Yeah, guys, emotionally prepare yourselves.
Yeah.
At the very least, next episode's gonna be half happy, half not happy. Mm-hmm. But we'll have some good music, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. How do you know my, how do you know my, how do you know my.